So what we plan on doing here, and with the wealth of John's background, is zeroing in on risk. What are those IRS areas of scrutiny? And the paper touches on that really well. We'll look, like I said, briefly at some definitions, what the modifications or exceptions are. We're going to talk about some best practices, and many of these ideas I either used in healthcare when I was in Catholic healthcare, or John is personally using them now. And then we're going to apply these rules to a couple of examples and let you test your knowledge. Yep, the lawyers. Zeroing on risk. So what do we know about IRS scrutiny? You've heard several people talk. We don't maybe see the presence that we used to see in the field from the IRS, but I can share an experience with you, and I want to make sure you pick up your pen when I share it with you because it's very important. But as a result of that college and universities report, the IRS is really focusing on what they view as tax gap. And if you hear them speak at seminars, they will refer to the tax gap. So what does closing the tax gap to the IRS mean? Well, it means they're trying to recharacterize activities from related versus unrelated to get rid of those NOLs, or from unrelated or from related to unrelated because they want to pick up a taxable activity. And I can share some instances with you. They're starting to look really closely, and as we saw in the colleges and universities report, to deny those net operating losses. And they're starting to question and limit expense allocations. So to operational risk, what does this mean to you? One of the first things I want to think about is you don't want to have undiscovered or misclassified activities, and you're going to want to work towards determining expense allocations, and we'll touch on that later.